The first real memory Naughty had was pulling up to that house. For many years afterward, she would try to stretch the boundaries of her mind further to what came before that day. Time and time again, she'd lie on her back in the stillness of the night and try to recall. Sometimes, she'd catch a glimpse in her head of a tiny apartment with lurid yellow walls. But the image would disappear as quickly as it came, leaving no sense of satisfaction in its wake. And so, if you asked her, Naughty would say that her life had officially begun the day she laid eyes on the imposing estate that rested serenely between the crests of two green hills. It was a stunningly beautiful place. There was no denying it. And yet, despite this beauty, Naughty felt her stomach clench and her gut churn at the sight of it. Her mother rarely took her anywhere, and somehow she knew that something was waiting for her there that she would not like. The faded blue automobile skidded to a stop on the street across from the estate. It was in the traditional style, surrounded by high white walls. The first set of gates was open, allowing full view into the meticulously arranged courtyard beyond. But the inner gates to the house itself were sealed shut. There were words engraved at the top of the main gate, embossed in gold lettering for all to see. But Naughty could not read them. She could read and write her name, Naughty Ko, but nothing else. In that moment, she wished she could read every word ever written, in every language from sea to sea. Not being able to read those letters frustrated her, to an extent she didn't understand. She turned to her mother.
Oka-san, what do those letters say?
The woman seated beside her let out a stifled sigh of frustration. It was clear that she'd been a great beauty in her day. She was still gorgeous, but her young face was beginning to reflect the toll life had taken on her. Her dark, thick hair was bound behind her head in a braid that kept attempting to unravel. Her soft gray eyes were cast downwards. She would not meet her daughter's gaze.
Kamiza,
she answered at last.
It says Kamiza. But that's our name, isn't it?
Naughty chirped. Her curiosity immediately piqued. Her mother let out a strangled giggle that made the hair on the back of Naughty's neck stand up. The driver of the car, a man Naughty had never seen before this morning, shot them a startled glance in the rearview mirror.
Yes,
she responded softly, eyes alight with a strange look that Naughty's limited vocabulary did not have the means to name.
That is our family name.
This is where my mother and father live, child.
Your grandparents.
Naughty felt her heartbeat quicken. Her mother had never before made any mention of relatives or family. Indeed, the two of them had drifted along in solitude. So long, it seemed strange to Naughty that they could actually be anchored to a tangible place.
Did you live here once, Oka-san?
Once, her mother said dryly. Before you were born. A long time ago. Naughty scrunched her face up in a frown.
Why did you leave?
That's enough questions now, Naughty-ko. Get your things. Come. Naughty obeyed, biting her lip to refrain from inquiring further. Her mother did not like questions. Every time Naughty asked something, she was met with a disapproving glance. It was better not to ask. On the rare occasions Naughty was able to please her mother, she was given a dry half-smile in return. Sometimes, if she was especially good, her mother would reward her with some candy or a new ribbon. So far, in 8 years of life, Naughty had a collection of 12 ribbons, one for each time she'd been able to make her mother happy. It is good for a woman to learn silence, her mother always said. If a woman knows nothing else, she should know how to be silent.